Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Across the country, people are remembering Barbara Bush as the former First Lady died yesterday at the age of 92. Former Governor Mitt Romney says he'll miss Barbara Bush's compassion and the twinkle of her eye. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey said Mrs. Bush was devoted to the nation. In 1990, Barbara Bush gave the commencement address at Wellesley College. The choice generated protest from some students who wanted a more career-oriented woman to give the speech. Years earlier, Bush had left her studies at Smith College to marry and was known as a supportive wife and mother. But at Wellesley that day, she won the audience over.
Whatever the era, whatever the times, one thing will never change. Fathers and mothers, if you have children, they must come first. You must read to your children, and you must hug your children, and you must love your children. Your success as a family, our success as a society, depends not on what happens in the White House, but on what happens inside your house. Somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House as the president's spouse, and I wish him well.
In the crowd that day, 28 years ago at Wellesley, was Barbara Beatty, professor and chair of the education department at Wellesley College.
She was charming, and she came across as a very welcoming, thoughtful, kind person, but also with a sense of humor. Her speech was just right. It wasn't about her. It was about helping students think about paths that they could take in their lives ahead.
Former President George W. Bush says his family is saddened by the passing of his mother, but he added the family's souls are settled because we know hers was.